Hey folks, Dan the Produce Man here. The spring artichoke crop has been in full swing for a few months now, but right now, here in mid-May, we have so many different options for artichokes. We have the Pizzini Farms Heritage Artichoke. We have Scatini Farms Original Artichoke. We have Ocean Mist Farms Gold Standard Artichoke. And Lakeside Organics Organic Artichokes. So many different artichokes in the store to choose from. When you're picking an artichoke in the store, some varieties have thorns, some varieties don't. So you gotta sneak up on it from behind. So you grab the artichoke from the stem to make sure that you don't get any thorns into your hands or fingers because they're very tiny and they're hard to get out. Look for artichokes with a big, thick, fat stem. A big, thick, fat stem, a grower once told me, is the indication of a big, thick, fat heart in that artichoke. And all that work we do to get to the heart, we want it to be nice and big, that's for sure. Now, some artichokes still have signs of frost from when they were growing in the fields a few months ago before they were harvested, and that's okay. A little bit of peeling skin on the leaves is fine. That's just an indication of very cold nights, some frosty nights that may have damaged the skin a little bit, but it all goes away when those artichokes are steamed or boiled. Now, nice clean artichokes all the way around. You want to feel them from the stem end. Put it in the palm of your hand so that the stem is sticking through your index finger and your ring finger. That way you've got the artichoke itself in the palm of your hand. Now give it a nice squeeze. If it's nice and firm and squeaks a little bit, you've got a fresh, ready-to-roll artichoke. If it's soft and you can push in and those leaves just kind of go into nothing, then you've got a dried-out artichoke, and that should be passed up. Now, one of my favorite methods of cooking artichokes is in what's called an Instant Pot pressure cooker. And you just put those babies in there, add a little bit of water, lemon juice, some garlic, and away you go. 14 minutes and your artichokes are done. Do not add oil to the water, especially if you're going to be dipping the leaves of the artichokes into a dip, because that oil will coat the leaves and then that dip will slide right off the artichoke and it'll be quite frustrating when you eat it. Artichokes have a decent amount of potassium, a good source of vitamin C, folate, magnesium, and dietary fiber. The local artichoke season extends into June this year, so it's time to get choked up. Hey folks, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh. Shh.